We're holding by Emes V'yatziv. Really, Emes is not part of Shema. However, you're not supposed to be mapping between Emes V'yatziv because the pasuk says Hashem Elokim Emes. Therefore, it's all one hemshech, and therefore we continue to it. They say Emes also, and then they go back maybe. Let's try it. Now, the next 15 words after Emes and the next 15 words are basically synonyms for Emes. And the shaila is, what are we saying with regard to all these? Emes v'yatziv enocha mekayim yosher v'nem v'rohov v'chanech v'ner v'adar v'sukum v'kumul v'sem v'fer. What is? What are we saying here? What's it going on? Taisa says that it's going on hadavar hazeh. It's kilo as if it said, emes hadavar hazeh, v'yatziv hadavar hazeh, v'nochan hadavar hazeh. What's the hadavar hazeh? Hadavar hazeh refers to all that we said in Kriyashma, in the first parashis, Kavos Amach Shemayim, Kavos Al Mitzvahis, the Torah, and the Mitzvahis, and the Omach Shemayim, the Rimakabo, that is Emes, and that is Yatsiv, and that is Nochrin. Now, what is the they bring down a bunch of the Mepharshim on the Siddur say the same in Kuda, the Ian, the Hatvila, and the Eitz Yosef, and the Shara Rachmim, Ripinchas, who was the time of the grain. He says that Kimdumani, that the 16 different adjectives that are describing the Kriyashma are all Magbil to the first two parashis of the Kriyashma. The 16 psukim, including Baruch Hashem and Kibayin Malchusai, the 16 psukim. And they all go to be Masber exactly how each one, Emes goes, Keneged Shema Yisrael Hashem, Keneged Shema Echad, which is the Chosim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, that's the first one. The Yatziv is the only one which is a Aramaic word. The Yatziv is actually Musav Arza, we find that it's standing, but the Yatziv is the Lashon of Emes. Emes, total, absolute truth, says that that's the reason why we say it in Aramaic, is because it's Keneged Baruch Hashem Kavayin Malchusei Le'olam Vo'ed. And why do we say Baruch Hashem Kavayin Malchusei silently? Because Moshe Rabbeinu heard it by the Malachim. And he took it from the Malachim. The one shot is that Moshe Rabbeinu said it, and Yaakov said it, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it, so we say it quietly. But that's something that Moshe Rabbeinu heard from the Malachim, and therefore we don't want to say it out loud, so the Malachim shouldn't be upset that we're saying their Shevach, their praise. So Mamela, we say V'yatziv also is Keneged that Baruch Shem, and V'yatziv is in Aramaic, because the Malachim don't understand Aramaic. And they go through to be Magbil, each one of the 16. Now they said, he says, the Baal Shara Rachman said in front of the Goyin, V'kalsei, he was Makalis, that he praised this pshat that the 16 adjectives are connected to the 16 psukim of the first two parashas of Shema. Now, just to be masber, what these synonyms are, Vayasiv is like Alfi the Siach Yitzchak, which is the Pirush on the Siddur Agro. Yitzchak Melzin, which is also the Horus Atvila, is Mayrach also over here. Vayasiv is a Lashon in Aramaic, it's a Lashon of absolute truth. Like it says by he brings down the Kuzri, says that the truth of the Torah is absolute, because we say that it happened in front of 600,000 people. The Haino, we know the famous Ramban, the Ramban S, that Ramban says, how do we know that the Torah is true? He says, Ki lo yoy cheke levaninu. A father will never be made to his child something which is a lie. So we know that everything that our parents told us is true. So let me ask you, my Christian neighbor and my Muslim neighbor, they also, their parents told them that, what? So, which one is true? The answer is, that's also true. What did they tell him? That 2,000 years ago, Muhammad said that, you know, somebody appeared to him. That's the truth. And what is, right, in front of a million people, they all died? No, there's no one there to be'etzem pass it on. The same thing with Yashka. That all the things that happened were all in front of one or two people, possibly. They said that they happened in front of one or two people. So, well, true, we believe that they said that it happened in front of one or two people. To say that it happened in front of 600,000 people, it's much more. It's millions of people. And no one at that point contested this major event. That's something which is emes muchlat, and you can't be... That's the Yatziv. Yatziv is the Torah, which was given to us. It's all referring back to the Kabbalah's Omar Shemaim, the Kabbalah's Al Torah. This Yatziv, it's 100% true. There's no way, it's absolute truth. Menochrin is generally translated as correct, though I didn't see any of the Mepharshim on the Siddur translated like that. No one translated Lashon of Tikkun, that it should be established, or Lashon of Mechuvan, that all the mitzvahs are Mechuvan, one to the next, the same way that we have 365 sinews and 248 limbs, and they all work together in tandem to make a body. So too we have the 365 Lois Aseis and 248 Aseis, and they all work together to make the Binyan HaSholem of the Ruch Niyazdik Aguf of a Yid. V'kayom is, the Torah is Kayim forever. It's never going to change. It's something which is always going to be Kilesi Shokach Mi Pizare. It's never going to be forgotten. It always stays. V'yoshar is that it's straight. It's upright. Dainu, it's the only really thing that, it's the only absolute truth, we could say. It's the only thing which makes which is totally 100% yashar. Why is that? Because are you allowed to kill or not? So even people that don't live by the Torah, they also say that you're not allowed to kill. So ask them, are you allowed to kill? How about if there's somebody that's shooting up people, Rahman al-Islam, can you kill that person? Also, you could kill that person. So you could kill, you can't kill. Also, it depends. So what does it depend on? How do you know what it depends on? Well, depends, what are the chances? Let's say he has a gun cocked. Are you allowed to or you're not allowed to? But how do you know where to draw the line? So at a certain point, you have to rely on human discretion to decide where it's going to be. The only real yashas, the only 100% straight as an arrow emet, is the Torah. That the Torah gives you exactly the guidelines. My chazis, when do we say my chazis, when not? The domed yidach, when you're allowed to kill, when you're not allowed to kill, v'chulu. That's the Torah, is the only complete yashas. Neman is the nemanus of the Torah, is that it's believable. It's totally believable. You can be semech on it 100%. The mashal that the Sichitzel gives, he says that the Torah writes which Nesim are going to be manchal da'aretz, and it doesn't say, oh, just in case Chaim Yankel dies, it's going to be somebody else. No human being could do such a thing. You can never say these are the people that manchal. I don't know, may have a heart attack the next day. You always have to take the chance of what's going to be in the case. And it's Neman, whatever the Yehudim of the Torah says, if you do like I tell you to do, this is going to happen. If you don't, this is what's going to happen. You look at the Ramban by the Teichcha, he says you can match up every single, this Teichcha at the end of it in Bichu Koisai, Teichcha in Kisohi. He says the Teichcha in Bichu Koisai is connected to the Churban Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, Teichcha in Kisohi is connected to the Churban Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. He says you can work at every single prod of every single Pasuk. You can feel the way that it's mature in the Pesukim and in the Chazal. You see that Mamash is Makbil 100%. So that's Nemon. Ohuv is that Klai Yisrael loves it. The Torah is something which is Ohuv. So the Torah, Luli Tzorosho Shashuai. It's Ohuv to the extent that Klai Yisrael is willing to be Moisir Nefesh, right? Lama to Yerzi Leharek HaShamalti Yezbini. The famous Medrash that says, Shalitalti Lulav, the mysterious Nefesh that the Yidin have for, it's the Ava Mikalkelis HaShashura, totally Ohuv. The Choviv, it's cherished. Something which is cherished. It's like Oitzer Nechmad. Am Tzibula, the Targum teaches as Oitzer Nechmad, Oitzer Chaviv. And it's something which is like a treasure. It's like Tzibula's Malachim is a treasure chest. Something which is full of gems. Nechmad v'noim. Nechmad is something which a person desires, and noim is something which is pleasant. There's a lot of things in the world that are Nechmadim. People desire them. Gold, money, silver. These things that people of desire, but they're not so naive. You try to taste them, they don't taste very good. They're not so, it's not naive to ask them. It gives you a lot of opportunities. But in and of itself, it's not something which is naive. As opposed to you have something which is naive, for example, like honey, but it's not nechmad. You can only have a certain amount. You can't have too much. Right? The people that work in Hershey's chocolate, after a certain point, they stop eating chocolate. Because there's no way that you can eat so much. The Torah has both of them together. It's not nechmad and it's naive. You have both of them together, you won't be able to eat more, too many more of those. Yeah. At a certain point, it comes to, you just can't anymore. The only thing that a person doesn't get sick of is dirt. You can have as much as, it could be that, in other words, a person that likes it and enjoys it, he's never going to have too much of it and he's not going to enjoy it anymore. As opposed to a certain amount that you can't eat. There's a certain amount of chocolate and a certain amount that you won't be able to eat it anymore. You can't do it anymore. Neuro is, even though it's so pleasant, you have to be careful. Neuro, it's awesome. Awesome means not just awesome, like magniv, as they say in Hebrew. It's awesome. It's awesome. It's something which is, you must be careful with it because it's awe-inspiring. You have to, somebody that doesn't keep one mitzvah, you can be a mumar l'davarach, like Rabbi Yehuda says. You have to be careful with every aspect. Adir is strong, Adir. It says that the Levon and Ba'adir evil, that the Beis Mikdash will only fall to an Adir is the Melech. Somebody that's the greatest Koyach. That's really what it is. The Tzuri is the greatest Koyach. It's unfathomable. It's to the nth degree. The schar of every single aspect of the Torah is unfathomable. Something which is also, we can't understand the profundity in it, and we can't understand Bimatik the schar of it. Umesukun, something which is, it's perfected. The Torah is perfect. You're never going to have to come at a point to say, oh, you know, we have to make amendments. They darshan up the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. They mamish darshan enough and they make the yukim rule. But they also have a lot of amendments. And things are, they amend, yeah, this has to be changed like this, and this has to be like this. And as time changes, things change. But the Torah, there's no amendments. We don't have any amendments on the Torah. Umekubal. It's something which is mikubal to Klal Yisrael, nasav nishma. We're makabal it even without hearing it, because we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to give us something that we can't do, so we're makabal it with it. We're not amap pazizah dekab mupomaychu ladunaychu. Like the Rabbi said back, he says, what do you mean? Tumas yisharim tamchem. We go to yisharim, we go to tmimus. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us something that's going to be mikubal for us, that we're interested in. V'toiv tamaru ki toiv Hashem. That all the mitzvahs are l'toiv lach. It's all for your gain. It's not just in Ruchnius, in Gashmius also. How all the mitzvahs, Ba'atzim, when they try to convince people to be Bali Tshuva, one of the things that how the mitzvahs are also good, and how Nida is good for you because it's dangerous at the time, and all the different things that you, the mitzvahs of Shemar, you like Uncle said, and all the different things, Ba'atzim, they all have an added aspect of Torah law. And v'yofe, the final thing is that it's yofe, it's beautiful. Beautiful means it's the way that he says it's mimuzag, it's something which is, it's perfectly in the middle, it's perfectly symmetrical, it's balanced. It's not too much of one way, too much of the other way. Some people, they're big rachmanim, they're merachman avzarim. Some people, big avzarim, they're achzor on people that they shouldn't be. The way of the Torah is the derech hamamutz, like the Rambam says. That's the way with all the midas, that's the way the Torah is, somewhere in the middle. And the Mela, that's what it says in Pirkei Avos. What's the Tiferet? What's the Midah of Tiferet? The Midah of Tiferet is Avraham Avinu was Chesed, Yitzchak Avinu was Din. Chesed is complete Chesed. You just give and give and give, even if the person doesn't deserve it, theoretically. Din is strict justice. What's the Mizug? What's the blend of Chesed with Din? It's Rachamim, is Chesed with Din, which is Tiferet. Chesed it's the middle. That's the Daragam. That's why Klal Yisrael came out from Yaakov Avinu, because you have in the middle. I heard a very nice part this past week. Sheleg is the gematria of Sheleg. Is 333. Shin Lamed Gimel. 333. What's the Indian? So I heard B'Shem Ramesh Shapiro that he said that Ve'etzem it's the Tiferet. Three is the Tiferet. It's like Yaakov Yud is the third. It's the Tiferet of water is Chesed. The Geshem is Chesed. Kor is Din. The Mizug, the blend of Kor, of the cold with the water, is what brings to something in between, which is the snow, and that's the Tiferet. The Tiferet is the Yoifi. The Yoifi is the Tiferet. Koshi Tiferet, like he said, the Derech HaMemutzo is, that's what the Rambam and the Raif said, and the Bartanura say on Koshi Tiferet, like he said, the Tiferet is the Derech HaMemutzo, that is what's Yofa, that's the Torah. Hadover Hazeh, all these adjectives are going on Hadover Hazeh, which is referring to the Torah, and the Kabbalahs of the Torah, and the Kabbalahs of all Mahashemah.